last couple of days, we've been talking about the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav and what that mitzvah is composed of. So we spent quite a lot of time discussing the different shittas in the Rishonim that perhaps Nanuim is a part of the mitzvah. It's an Iker part of the mitzvah, even though Nanuim are only Drabonon, but the nature of that Takana Drabonon is that the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav includes Nanuim. It's an extension of the Iker mitzvah. Last time, we started discussing another question, and that is that perhaps Hoshanas as well are a chelik of the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav. That was the suffix in the Chaye Adam. You mentioned Tosfos and Daf Lamed Tes has four different opinions as to how a person is supposed to make the bracha on the Lulav and Esri. We know there's a din that you have to make a bracha dafka over Lasi Asan before you do the Maisa mitzvah. But the problem is, Mida'agbe Nafakbe, once you pick up a Lulav and Esri, given Yotze the mitzvah. So what is one to do? How can you pick up the Lulav and Esrig, make the bracha, mistamba, you're going to hold the Lulav and Esrig in your hand when you make the bracha, because that's the hidden mitzvah, that's the proper thing to do. But yet, you want to say the bracha before you've actually done the mitzvah. So Tosfos had four different interpretations, four different ways that you can do it. One of the answers of Tosfos was, since you have Nanuim still coming up, it's a mitzvah hanemshecha, so perhaps even after you pick up the Lulav and Esrig, you could still make the bracha. And Tosfos hold it's like a b'di'evet, so therefore, even though by a mitzvah hanem sheches lechatchila, we still try to say the brachas mitzvah before we have even begun the mitzvah. Here, it's like a b'di'evet because it's hard to figure out when to make the bracha, so we can make the bracha after you actually pick the lulav and esrog up because nanuim are still coming along. So comes the Chaye Adam and says a suffik. He has a suffik. Maybe even if you did nanuim, if you still have hoshanas to go, maybe you could still make the bracha. What kind of a suffik is that? We said maybe the Chaye Adam is mistapik whether Hoshanas are part of the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav as well. That's a big chiddush because Hoshanas are not even a takana derabana, they're only a minig. A minig ba'alma. So to say that a minig ba'alma is a hemshech of the ikka mitzvah, that's a big chiddush, but that seems to be the suffix of the Chaye Adam. We said as well that could explain the minig Yushalayim, the minig vasikin that the Shari Tshuva quotes, that the Hoshanas should take place right after Challah. Not like Minig Ashkenaz that we do it after Musa, but rather right after Halal. Not just because of Ein Mavir and Ala Mitzvahs, that we're afraid that if you put it down, it looks like Ein Mavir Ala Mitzvahs to do Kriyas HaTorah and Musa first, but rather if the Hoshanas are a chelik of the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav itself, so then you should try to be masmichit to the other parts of Netilas Lulav, to the Hagbah, to the Halal, try to put it together with the brachas that it's all one unit. That could be the makar, the reasoning behind that Minig. And finally, this is an extra part that we're adding today. Finally, there's another issue that might hinge on this question. The Rishonim and the Achronim talk about how is one supposed to hold on to the Lulav and Esrog when one is Yotze the Mitzvah? How do you hold on to it? So we know that the Hadassim and the Aravis are bound to the Lulav. We pass like the Chachamim to Rabbi Yehuda that Lulav ain't Sarecheged, but the mitzvah of the Yalma is a keli vanveyu, lechatchila, we do an eget too. We have the koshikol. And we tie it as well. So the question is, you have the three minim with the lulav, you have the esrig separate from that, you're not ma'age the esrig together with the lulav, but how do you hold them? So we know we hold the lulav hadassim in the aravis in our right hand, and the esrig in the left hand. Where does that come from? What's the makar? The makar is a gemar. The makar is a gemar. The gemar on daf lamed dalet, on daf lamed zayin, on the beis, Mar says, "V'omer Rabba lulav b'yamin ve'esrog b'smol. My time ahani tlosa mitzvah v'aychod a mitzvah. The lulav has to be held in the right hand, the esrog in the left hand. The lulav has three mitzvahs: lulav hadassim and the aravis. The esrog has only one mitzvah. That's why you put the lulav with the other two minim in the right hand. That's the mokah that we hold the three minim in the right hand and the esrog in the left hand. There comes the Beis Yosef and quotes from the Or Cheschayim, one of the Rishonim. What's the din if you hold all four minim in one hand?" Says off the Or Cheschayim, you're not Yotze. He thinks that you're not Yotze if you hold the four minim in one hand. This is the Beis Yosef, a short comment in the Beis Yosef. Page 3. Kosavod Or Cheschayim. In Notlan Shneim Biyado Achas, Kosav Harav Reb Shalmi or Reb Shlomo, the Ha'ora says there, the Lo Yotze. You're not Yotze. Why not Yotze? Why not Yotze? You're ma'age the lulav with the other two minim. You're not ma'age the esrog with it. So what could be the problem? You're holding them in the same hand. So what? What's the big deal? You're holding it up. No, ki diamina begemara lo agdin an esrogi mohen mishum dechsev kapos velo kofos velo vikapos kapos velo vikapos. It says pri lekakim lechem bayom arishon pri etzadar kapos tamar pri etzadar kapos tamar. Doesn't it pri etzadar vikapos tamar? So in that you see, says the gemara, that you're not supposed to be ma'agid the esrog with the other meaning. That's a gemara daf lamed dalid on the base. Yochol ye esrog imam baguda achas amet v'chi nemar pri etzadar vikapos tamarin v'alo nemar v'alo lo nemar ela kapos. Doesn't say vikapos with a vav. So since it doesn't say vikapos, that's a simen that the esrog is not supposed to be fabundikt with the other meanings. It's not supposed to be connected with the other meanings. It's supposed to be separate. You're not supposed to be ma'age them together. Zok d'yorches chayin. Don't you see that the esrog is not supposed to come with the other meaning? So you shouldn't hold them in the same hand as well. It's a little bit of a jump from the Gemara. The Gemara says you're not supposed to be ma'age the esrog with the other meaning. You're not supposed to bind them together. Comes the Archas Chaim and says, it sounds like the Esrog is supposed to be separate from the other meaning. So you're not even supposed to hold them in the same hand. The Taz points out that the whole limud of the Archas Chaim is questionable. The Taz in Sivkot and Yudalid, I didn't assign it, but there in Siman Tov Resh and Aleph, Sivkot and Yudalid, Taz is Docha the Archas Chaim. He says, there's no Raya from the Gemara. Right? No Raya from the Gemara. Why? Because the Gemara is talking about the Eged. Right, the Rabbanan and the Rabbi Yehuda hold it. Lulvei tzarach egad, but mitzvah la'ogdos. Chelei v'adveyo, there's a din l'chatchila because of hider mitzvah la'ogdo. So regarding the egad, the Gemara says you can't be ma'aged the esrog with the other three meaning. That's the problem. It does say vikapos, so it has to be separate. But what does that have to do with holding them in the same hand? As long as it's not ba'aguda achas, it's still separate. The esrog is still separate. So what that it's in one hand? Does that really matter? So says the Taz, I disagree with the Archas Chaim. I think you can be Yotzei, even if you hold all four meaning one hand, as long as the Esrog is not Baguda Achas with the other three meaning. Sam, you had your hand up.
Yeah, is the Archas Chaim redefining now Eged, that it's just holding equals Eged?
No, I think he's just extrapolating or expanding the din of the Gemara. He's saying if you can't be Ma'aged the Esrog with the other meaning, that shows you that the Esrog really has to be separate from the other meaning. And holding them in the same hand would also, it's not an Eged, but it also would be like joining the Esrog together. I don't think it's really an Eged, but it would be like joining the Esrog together with the other meaning, and that would be a problem. Comes the Taz and says, what is one of the other? Eged l'chud, and holding them in the same hand l'chud, they're not the same. So Sam pointed out in Seder that l'chora, we found a Rishon that implies like Taz. Right? The Archas Chaim says that you can't hold the Esrog with the other Minim in the same hand. But we found a Rishon. The implication of one of the Rishon that we saw is against the Archas Chaim. That maybe Yitaka could hold the... Maybe you would be Otsay if you held all four Minim in one hand. Which Rishon is that? Anyone know? Sam? Which Rishon is that? Tosfos. Right? Again, Tosfos on Daf Lamed Tes has four different opinions as to how to make the bracha on the Dalim. Right? He wants that you'll make the bracha over Lasiyasa before doing the Maisa Mitzvah, but yet, Mida'ag Ben Avag Ben, see, he's in a bind. There's four different solutions. Right? Either pick up the three meaning without the Esrog, then pick up the Esrog after the bracha. Or turn the Esrog upside down, or have Kavanah Shel Lotzeis, or, since the Nanuam are still coming, it's a Mitzvah Hanim Shechez, you can make the bracha after the original Netila. So one Tosis just offer a simple solution to the problem. Pick up all four meaning, but pick them all up in one hand. Make the bracha and then put the esrog in your left hand. The whole problem of Taisus was the Balamorim Psachim, right? Balamorim Psachim said, to make the bracha when the Dalaminim are placed on the table, that's not right. That's not a hidden mitzvah, it's not the right thing to do. The Chavtza Shal Mitzvah should be in your hand when you make the bracha. You know, when you make the bracha on tzitzis, you're holding the Talas Gadol in back of you, because you want to be Mis'atef in the tzitzis immediately. But you're holding in your hand the tefillin. You put the tefillin on, you haven't been kosher yet. It's Mishas Hanocha V'ad Shas Kshira. That's the Lashon of the Gemara. You haven't been kosher yet, so then you make the bracha. You have to make the bracha when the tefillin are in the zekel, or even if they're on the table. So I know we say that that's over the over. That's too much in advance of doing the mitzvah. But it's even more than that, right? And when it comes to Dal and Minim, the Minim are right in front of you. I'm making a bracha, and then I'm going to pick them up. That's not really over the over. I mean, we presented it as being over the over, but that's not really the problem. The problem, according to the Baal HaMor, is that it's really like a design of the mitzvah. What am I making a brocha and the minim are not in my hand? You should make the brocha with the minim in your hand, and that's really what's bothering Tosfos. So l'chora, the answer is very simple. Put all the minim in your hand, but put them all in one hand. The Arches Chaim says you can't be yotzei the mitzvah if they're all in one hand. So isn't that the simple solution to the problem? Put them all in one hand, make the brocha, and then just put take the esrog and put it in your left hand. That doesn't take much, right? It's even better than having the esrog. I guess it's the same as having the esrog on the table. It's not better, it's the same. But why didn't Tosis offer that suggestion? Avi?
Danielle,
I'm sorry.
Is it possible that it's just like a practical thing? Like, a lot of times when you're to hold all four, you usually have to pick them up independently and then put them together. I think it's hard for a person to be able to grab all of them in one hand. Usually you grab them in independent hands and then you put them together.
Okay.
This is just impractical.
I hear Efsha. I hear. You're saying it's hard to grab them all. You know, put them together.
I saw in the
Dershin Mishnah Berurah on the side there that this Orchos Chaim is only talking about when you do pick them. That someone says that the Orchos Chaim is talking about that you pick them all up at the same time. But if you were to pick them up one after the next, then it wouldn't be a problem, even according to the Orchos Chaim.
What do you mean it wouldn't be a problem?
Then he would say that you'd be yotzei.
Because you've already been yotzei since you didn't.
You picked up the lulav with the hadas and the ravos, and then a second later, in the same hand, you picked up the asrog. You'd be yotzei the mitzvah. According to, I forget who they called it in the dirshu, but
that's interesting.
Just a moment.
Daniel is saying maybe the reason why Tosis didn't suggest this is because it's just too complicated, it's too difficult. But it's a practical reason. Josh?
I have a question. Why are the Orchos Chaim and the Taz?
Orchos Chaim and the Taz disagree with each other.
What's the reason to use the Gemara Lamed Talmud Bey as opposed to the Gemara Lamed Zayin? The Orchos Chaim is saying only by Eged, but we have a Gemara that the Pharaoh says right hand, left hand. And how would the Taz deal with that Gemara also?
Right, because that Gemara is assuming that they're going to be in separate hands, probably for a practical reason. So the question is, which hand gets which? That's what the Gemara there is saying. But if you can put everything in the right hand, isn't that even better? The question is, if you're not going to hold them all in the same hand, so which goes in the right hand? The three minim go in the right hand, or the esrog? The esrog? That's so choshev. Maybe the esrog should go in the right hand. So says the Gemara, no, the esrog goes in the left hand, because this is three, and that's only one. But if you put them all in the right hand, why should that be a problem? So comes the Orchos Chaim and says, no, it's bedafka. They have to be in different hands, and that's why the Gemara and Daflam, first you have to do the Gemara and Daflam and Dalet, which implies that they have to be in different hands. Then get to the Lamed Zayin, and the Gemara will tell you which hand gets which. Yes?
What would the Orchos Chaim say about like an amputee? Someone with only one hand, they're not able to say. The person can't,
if you don't have, well, it's the same thing as tefillin. If a person can't put tefillin shayad on because he doesn't have an arm, so then you put tefillin shayrosh on without the tefillin shayad. So l'chor, it's the same thing over here. L'chor, what the Orchos Chaim is saying is this is a drasha. It's a drasha that if you have them all in the same hand, then you're not going to be yotzei. Is that even b'di'evit? You can't be yotzei? If it's a shasad chak, there's no other way the person can take the lulav and esrog. Mistama, he would take it in one hand.
That sounds like.
And according to the Dishah Mishnah Berurah, he should pick up the lulav first and then pick up the esrog and then the tolchora, he certainly would be yotzei. Right? But there's no other way. I mean, if he has to. Let's just tie the string here, right? Let's come full circle with the Tosfos. So again, why did Tosfos, before I get to the questions, why did Tosfos not offer this suggestion to pick up all four minim in one hand? You're not going to be yotzei, make the bracha, and then put the esrog in your left hand. Efshimin can zog him. This is what Sam wanted to zog, right? Sam suggested and said to them, maybe from this you see Tosfos argues with the Orchos Chaim and says that you can be yotzei even if you have the four minim in one hand. That's why that wasn't a suggestion, because it's not going to work. That's what Tosfos had to offer, something else. Interesting. Ha'ara. Might be right. I think it might be right. It's a good ha'ara. It's a good ha'ara. It's not only the Taz, but it could be Tosfos didn't offer the suggestion of the Orchos Chaim, or the suggestion based on the Orchos Chaim, because maybe he disagrees with the Orchos Chaim. Maybe he says Yitaka can be Yotzi, even if it's the other Achas. That's why he had to offer the four other answers. Eitan.
The Gemara says which sounds like it's impossible to have all of it in one hand. That's why you need to, the way you're going to get it, because if you're going to flip it, right? And you can't put all of them in one hand. That's why, because otherwise it would be possible to split your hands. He says what's going to happen is that if you try to put it all in one hand, so it would fall and then it would break.
Is that what that Gemara means? That's a Gemara that Flamed Aleph on the base.
Yeah.
Zimn de mechlefi lei va'asi lafuchin va'asi lefsulei. No. The Gemara is saying, like, I think the Gemara is saying like this, Eitan. The previous line of the Gemara talks about the size of the Esrog. The Behuda, Rabbi Yossi have a machlokas whether the Esrog can be so big that you can only hold one Esrog in two hands. Rabbi Akiva had such an Esrog. Right? So you can only hold one Esrog in one hand. That's pretty big. Right? Or you have to be able to hold two Esrog in one hand. It can't be so big that you can only hold the Esrog with two hands. So the Gemara says, why can't it be so big that you can hold one Esrog in two hands? My time, Alav Mishum Deboi Hoda. The Gemara is trying to figure out if Rabbi Yehuda holds that you need Hoda by Lulav and by Esrog. So here the Gemara is suggesting that maybe Rabbi Yehuda requires Hoda by Esrog. The question is he Makish Lulav to Esrog? That's that whole discussion. So the Gemara says, oh, Rabbi Yehuda holds that you have to be able to hold two Esrog in one hand, because if it's one big Esrog, you can only hold in two hands. That's not Hoda. That's not beautiful. That's a watermelon, an Esrog that looks like a watermelon. That's not beautiful. So says the Gemara, no, it's not because of Hadar. It's a practical reason, like what you said, that if you can only hold the Esrog in two hands, so since Rabbi says the Lulav has to be in one hand, the Esrog is going to be in the left hand, maybe you'll want to switch it and the Esrog will fall. Not that that's the reason why the Lulav is in one hand and the Esrog is in the left hand. But if your Esrog is too big, right? The Esrog is too big, so then you might want to switch hands, you might want to move it around, and then the Esrog is going to fall down. So that's why it has to be big enough that you can have the Esrog, you can hold two Esrog in one hand, so that you can hold the Lulav and the Esrog in one hand if you're flipping, moving things around. Isn't that what the Gemara is saying?
Oh, maybe. I thought Rashi says
Exactly.
Not like, I thought it was like that, so he's going to get it and then he's going to have to flip his hand.
No, it's like sometimes you give a lulav, this happens before Hallel, right? You give a lulav to your child, so what do? You take it out of the plastic and then you give it in his hand. So he's saying sometimes they'll give you the Esrog in your right hand. They give you the Esrog in your right hand. You take it in your right hand. Then the lulav is in the other hand. You have to switch them. So if the Esrog is too big, then it might fall.
Right. So I'm saying that you see from there that you can't put all of it in one hand.
No, he says if the Esrog is too big, you can't fit it all in one hand. If the Esrog were the right size, then you'd be able to fit the Esrog in a little one. Just like you could fit two Esrog in one hand, you could fit the Lulav and the Esrog in one hand too. I think so. Maisim b'chol yom, that you can fit them both in there. We don't have Esrog that are so big. Right, you have some big Esrog, but Taka, if it's a really big Esrog, someone showed me a very big Esrog. I told him not to take it. It's not Hadar anyway, right? You know, we paskin that an Esrog does need Hadar. Rabbi Yehuda is a different child, but we paskin like the Chacham anyway. So it's not Hadar to have such a big Esrog, and besides, you're not going to be able to hold it properly. So yeah, okay.
What would happen if you were to pick up the lulav in the wrong hand, the Esrog in the wrong hand? Pick them up in the wrong hand. Like,
switch them.
So I'm saying, you're not yotzei until you switch your hands, no?
The Esrog is supposed to be in the left hand.
So isn't that a simpler solution?
You see from the Gemara Daf Lamed Aleph, it's not so simple, because switching hands is complicated. It's much easier to pick up
both in one hand than to switch
the lulav and not to pick up the Esrog. What, to pick them both up in one hand? I hear Daniel's point more and more. To pick them up with one hand might be practically a little bit difficult, but it's a lot easier just to be holding them and to move the Esrog from the right hand to the left hand, because the left hand's not holding anything, than to put them in the wrong hands and then have to switch them after the bracha. I think it's much easier. Okay, this is all the basic mitzvah. But there's a further discussion in the Achronim what to do for the Hoshanas, and that's really what we've come for. Now, we're trying to figure out whether the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav and Hoshanas are similar or they're not. Is Hoshanas a chelik of the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav? Is it a hemshech of Netilas Lulav? Or is it different? So here the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Magen Avraham. Mishnah Berurah in the Mitzvah and Aleph Sukkot and Tezvav quotes on the Magen Avraham that even by Hoshanas, one is supposed to hold the Lulav and Esrog in different hands. Tofresh and Aleph Sukkot and Tezvav. This is on the Shulchan Aruch Sif base. Okay, like the Gemara. right? The lulav, the hadasim, and the aravis are all in the right hand, and the esrog is in the left hand. Hanitlosa mitzvahs, haesrog choda, says the Mishnah Berurah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, even if you pick up the lulav and esrog later, you have to pick up the lulav b'yamin. It sounds like you should have the esrog b'smol. This is the Mishnah Berurah's point. No, it's the Magen Avraham, actually. The Magen Avraham has a whole lumdusha discussion back and forth with Raya's. He says that even b'shas soshanis, one should hold a lulav and esrog in two different hands. The lulav b'yamin, the esrog b'smol. But you should hold it in two different hands. Rabbi Shachter in Sefer Nefesh HaRav quotes that Yerucham Gerelik was made that in Brisk, Yerucham Gerelik learned by the Brisky Rav. So he was made that in Brisk, the minig was that someone would walk in back of the Shliach Tzibur during Hoshanas. Because they wanted the Shliach Tzibur to hold the lulav in the right hand and the esrog in the left hand. You can't see that, you can't hold a sitter. Since we only have two hands, you can't hold a sitter. So, you know, people who are makbid on this, they either hold the sitter, you know, they cradle it in their arms and hold the lulav and esrog in a strange way so that you can have it in two hands, or they have, you know, those cards, right? So the card you can fit between your two fingers now, right? So you hold the esrog with the card, it makes it very, very easy. But they didn't have the fancy cards in Brisk. So they had a lot of other things in Brisk, but not a lot of Torah in Brisk, but they didn't have the fancy cards. So, I kid you not, he quotes an Eidus, that in Brisk, there was someone who walked behind the Shliach Tzibur. He held the sitter for the Shliach Tzibur, so that the Shliach Tzibur could hold the lulav in his right hand and the esrog in his left hand. So the Shefta has this nefesh around. It shows you how seriously they took the Magen Avraham, that you should hold the lulav and esrog in two separate hands, even during Hoshanas. The Marsham, the Barjana Rav, in his Sefer Chaim of Rocha, is Tomo why people are not nizer in this? So he'd be very happy with the cards that we have, right? Because we are being nizer, right? We're careful for the Magen Avraham. But the Marsham says, I don't know why people aren't nizer in this. Mistoma, the Magen Avraham is right. If you're going to be makbid on the Orchis Chaim, that you have to hold the lulav and esrog in different hands, then lechora for Hoshanas as well. Mishnah Berurah does quote the Taz that you are yotze even if the esrog is in the same hand, as long as it's not like the achas. But the Mati Yehuda holds like the Orchis Chaim. So the Inyan Halacha, he says, you should be Machmer. So it sounds like for Hoshanas, according to the Magen Avraham, you should be Machmer as well. So why aren't people so Makbet on this? I mean, recently they are, but you know, they, for many, many years, people were not Makbet. You look at the pictures of the Gedolim, you know, the Gedolim pictures that you put in your sukkah. Look at those pictures. You'll find some of the Gedolim are not Makbet on this. They have a card, they'd rather have a card, and they're still holding lulav and esrog in one hand. What kind of idea is this? Not makbid for the Magen Avraham. What's the svara to say that you can hold it in one hand? If for the ikka and the tila we hold them in separate hands, why for the Hoshanas is it different? It's dependent on this shayla. If you assume that Hoshanas is part of the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav, then lechora should be governed by the rules of Netilas Lulav. If in Netilas Lulav you have to hold the lulav and esrog in separate hands, if that's not just a chumrah, seems like a lot of shittas hold like that. The Mati Yehuda, paskins like the Orchis Chaim, against the Taz, seems like there really is a source to hold the lulav and esrog in different hands. So if you hold Hoshanas as a hemshech of the mitzvah, so then you should hold the lulav and esrog in different hands for Hoshanas as well. The minhag ha'olam of some people, and even some gedolim, not to be makbid on this, seems to imply that maybe Hoshanas really is a separate minhag. There's a mitzvah of Netilas Lulav. And maybe even Nanum is part of that mitzvah. But Hoshanas is a bazundra kiyam. It's a different minig. It's a separate minig. It's with a lulav and esrog, but it's not part of the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav itself. So maybe that's why you don't have to hold them in separate hands. You don't have to be machmer so much. You can hold them even in one hand. The minig that existed for many, many years until they started to be makbid, the minig seems to imply that Hoshanas really is a separate type of din. It's a separate minig. It's not part of Netilas Lulav itself. And as we pointed out, it's not surprising because minhag Ashkenaz is to do Hoshanas after Musaf. So if you were to assume that Hoshanas really is a hemshech of the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav, then why do it then? You should do it after Hallel. So these two minhagim coming together seem to dovetail. They seem to be going in tandem. It seems like there is a strong reason to say that maybe Hoshanas really is a separate minhag. It's not part of the Tilas Luv itself, but really it's a separate meaning, and that's why many are not makbid to hold a Luv and Esrog in two separate hands during Hoshanas. And the minig Ashkenaz is to do Hoshanas later, to do it after Musaf, not to be mitzarif it to the Nanuim of Halal, to the Brocha that we make on the Luv and Esrog before Halal. So what would emerge from that is if we plug that into the suffix of the Chai Odom, what should come out? Let's say a person forgot to make the Brocha on Luluf and Esrig, and he's after the Nanum of Halal. But he still has Oshanis. Can he make the Brocha? L'chor, better not. Right? Suffix in the Chai Odom, but in light of all the other Menhagim, again, we can explain them away in different ways. But in light of these Menhagim, in terms of how we hold the Luluf and Esrig during Hoshanas, when we say the Hoshanas, it probably would be better not to make the bracha on the Luluf and Esrog if you haven't done so until Hoshanah. So you probably should wait. You probably should not make the bracha today. And if you make a Shachriyonah, then make it the next day. Right? Don't make it today. Because it's a suffix if it's really part of the Mitzvah of the Luluf itself. Okay, questions? Okay, there's one final issue in this sukkah. That is a very interesting Gemara in that Mem Aleph Amud Beis. If you have a Gemara, maybe turn to Mem Aleph Amud Beis, we'll look at it together. Gemara says, Tanya, Rebbe Elazar bar Tzadok, Omer, Kachayim, and Hogam Shalanshi Yerushalayim. Adam Yotzim Yibesa, Vilulavu Biyadam, Holet Lebes Akneses, Lulavu Biyadam. Kari Kriyashma Mispalo, Vilulavu Biyadam, Kari Batar, Venosi Eskapa, Minicho Gabi Karka. Holet Levaka Cholim, Lulanachim Avelim, Lulavu Biyadam. Nichnas lebeis hamedrash, mishager lulavu biyad beno, biyad avdo, biyad shlucho, biyad shlucho. The Anshei Yerushalayim had this minhag that they held the lulav and esrog for a significant part of tefillah and even after tefillah. Right? They went to the shul, the lulav was in their hand. During kriyashma, during tefillah, they held the lulav and esrog. During kriyas haTorah and nesias kapayim, they didn't. During nesias kapayim, they certainly can't hold the lulav and esrog. If they're a kohen, they have to use their hands. During kriyas haTorah also, apparently they have to hold on to the Sefer Torah. The Kore is supposed to hold on to the Sefer Torah, so you can't hold the Lulav and Esrog. They put it on al gabi karka. That means not in a derech bizayon, but they put it down. Then they went to be mevaker cholim, to be menachem aveilim. That's nothing to do with tefillah. Just activities during the day, they held the Lulav and Esrog. When they went to the Beis Medrash to learn, then they sent the Lulav and Esrog home, biyad binom or biyad shlucham. My kamash molon, Rebbe Elazar bar Tzadok is teaching us something about the Anshei Yerushalayim. So what's the chiddush? Lodiach hakama hayuz reason b'mitzvus, to show you how zoros they were b'mitzvus, how much they cared about the mitzvah. What does that mean? They were zoros b'mitzvah. Your Amoyin Shulchan Aruch has a loshon, they were mechabev the mitzvah. This is in Tov Resh Nun Beis. Ramah quotes this minute. Hold on to the Lulav and Esrog as long as you can. V'hamedaktek, says the Ramah, Tofrish nun beis sefal, if yechos alulav v'yodok shenichos mibeis olabeis haknesses, gam b'shas ha'filah, v'chein yachziru lebeis olabeis 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 olabeis. Quoting from the Torah. To be mechabev the mitzvahs, the Anshei Yerushalayim would hold on to the Lulav, even when they're davening. B'shas ha'filah. So the Mishnah Berurah points out, b'zman hazeh, we don't do this anymore. Mechziki yu hara. We had that in the second parak a little bit, right? Sometimes minhagim, you know, it's a little bit showing off, it's a little bit gaiva. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah says about this. You don't find people doing this. I once saw a person and his son doing this. I was once in a shul, and I saw they were davening Shemona Esrei, holding a lulav and esrog. But they obviously didn't know the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says that it's mechzik yuara, it's not a good thing to do it. The Anshei Yerushalayim did it, the tzaddikim and Yerushalayim did it, but we don't do that anymore. And if the Mishnah Berurah thought it was mechzik yuara and raden, I think in the 21st century it's zichah mechzik yuara. So it's probably better not to do that. But that's what the Anshei Yerushalayim did. What's peculiar about the minhag of the Anshei Yerushalayim? What's interesting is that to hold a lulav and esrog, to hold anything b'shas tefillah, should be questionable. And the Gemara earlier discusses that. That you're not supposed to hold something when you're davening Shemona Esrei, because we're afraid that you'll be torrid, that you'll be thinking about what you're holding, and you won't be able to concentrate on the Shemona Esrei. Gemara says a few lines up from this braisa. Amalei marbar amemar le Ravashi, abot sluye kamatz libe. Amemar said to Ravashi that my father I'm sorry, Mar Bar Amemar said to Ravashi, my father Amemar, would daven with the lulav and esrog in his hand. So the Gemara asked the kasha, Meisvei, lo yochez adam tefillin biyodav sefer Torah b'cheiko v'yispalav lo yashtin b'hen mayim v'lo yishan b'hem l'shenes kevel l'shenes arai. You're not supposed to do certain things in tefillin because they're a bizoyon, like shenes arai, like any kind of sheno, or to sleep, or to be mashed in mayim b'tefillin. But aside from doing something of derech bizoyon, the brisa begins. You're not supposed to hold the tefillin in your hand, or to hold the sefer Torah. To hold the Sefer Torah by your heart, to hold the Sefer Torah while you're davening. Why not? It's not just the Dovah Shebekdusha. Anything. Sakin v'ka'ora, kikru mos, these are the Dvarim Shalchol. It's the same thing. So how could he hold the lulav and esrog in his hand when he was davening? So says the Gemara, Hosam lav mitzvah ninhu v'torit v'hu. Hocha mitzvah ninhu v'lo torit v'hu. Something that's not a mitzvah. To hold the Sefer Torah is not a mitzvah. To hold the tefillin in your hand is not a mitzvah. To put the tefillin on is a mitzvah. To just to hold it in your hand is not a mitzvah. So just to hold it, that's a problem. You don't have a yeshiva das in tefillah. You can't concentrate in the tefillah because you're torahed in the item that you're holding. But lulav and esrog is different. Why? Lav mitzvanin, who says Rashi. La ochaz v'bahavin alav l'masa, l'fikach torah b'masam, v'kovid alav masam, v'shmirasam. Something that's not a mitzvah to hold, so that's kovid alav masam, that you're torah, you're not going to be able to concentrate in the shmona esrog. But hacha, the lulav and esrog, mitiloso ulekichaso mitzvahi. Holding on to the lulav and esrog is a mitzvah. Mitosha chaviva mitzvah olav. That's the mocker of the Ramah. Chaviva sa mitzvah. Mitosha chaviva mitzvah olav. They're so chaviva on the mitzvah. Ein masav v'shimura kovid olav v'lo tarit. Then the shimura and the holding on to the lulav and esrog is not kovid olav. He's not tarit. It's a mitzvah, so he's happy to do it. He's doing multiple mitzvahs. He's davening and he's holding the lulav and esrog. Yeah, it's a mitzvah. So he's not tarit in it. That's okay. He's going to be able to concentrate on the tefillah. So l'chora, that's what the Anshei Yerushalayim had in mind, that the holding on to the lulav and esrog, given b'shas tefillah, is a mitzvah, and that's why it was mudah for them to do, even though they are davening. There's no problem of not being able to concentrate in the tefillah, because anything that's a mitzvah, you're not torahed. If you're not torahed, then the shmira and the masa is not kovid olav, and he'll be able to concentrate on the tefillah. What kind of a mitzvah is this? To hold the lulav and esrog when you're davening. The da'ag bei nafag bei, once you pick it up, you'll say the mitzvah. So what kind of mitzvah could there be? What mitzvah are we talking about? Nanum, he's not shaking the lulav and esrog. He's just holding on to it. But he picked it up already, so he was yotze the mitzvah. So what kind of a mitzvah is this? Bishlam and nanum. But when you're going to be mevaker achola, to be menachem and ovel, you're holding a lulav and esrog, what kind of mitzvah is that? Stam holding on to a lulav and esrog after you've already picked it up? So mod nezach, what are the Anshei Yerushalayim thinking here? So one could say that the Anshei Yerushalayim felt that the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav can be fulfilled multiple times during the day. Yes, mida'ag v'nafak, once you pick up a lulav and esrog, you're yotzei the din. But let's say you put it down and pick it up again. Can you be yotzei again? So if you were to ask me, I'd say it's over. You did the mitzvah already. Once a day, each day of Sukkot. But not multiple times. The Anshei Yerushalayim perhaps held that you could be yotzei the mitzvah of lulav and esrog multiple times a day. Every netilah that you do is another mitzvah. What's more, even if I was noto the lulav and esrog, if I continue holding on to the lulav and esrog, every moment is another kiyum mitzvah, a separate, another kiyum mitzvah. That's one way to look at the minhag of the Anshei Yerushalayim. Every moment is another kiyum mitzvah. Obviously, if I put it down and pick it up, that's a different mitzvah. It's a new netilah. But maybe the Anshei Yerushalayim felt that every moment that I hold onto the lulav and esrog is an extra kiyum mitzvah. It's an extra kiyum mitzvah. Why do I keep on emphasizing an extra kiyum mitzvah? Who suggests that idea that the Anshei Yerushalayim felt that every moment I hold onto the lulav and esrog is an extra kiyum mitzvah? I'm not sure the Tosfos suggests it. That's why I'm setting up the straw man. The Meiri seems to suggest such an approach. What does the Meiri talk about in this context? Brach. Who said that? Eitan? Good. Bracha. Meiri talks about bracha. The Anshei Yerushalayim would hold on to the lulav and esrog. Or let's say they even put it down. They put it down for Nesias Kapayim. Then they picked it up again. They make another bracha? So says the Meiri, that's not the minig. All minig is not to make a broch on the lulav and esrog more than once a day. This is a Meiri on that mem. Aleph on the base, the Ramaskal Uzman. Ul'inina brocha, ein ha minig levorech lepam achas beyomu b'shas hala. All minig is only to make a brocha one time. Elashiyesh matzrichim levorech kol shosh ubolidlo, al derech mashayim and hogam shayuholchim kolayom v'lulavim b'yodim kol shizbar b'sug yizum. He says, al derech anshe Yerushalayim, some have a minig that every time they pick up a lulav and esrog, they make another brocha. Anshirushalayim would put the lulav and esrog down for kriyas haTorah, for nesiyas kapayim, and then they pick it up again. So some say they should make another bracha. So the Meiri, no, we only make a bracha once a day. What's this idea of making another bracha? Why make another bracha? It sounds like the Meiri is saying that what the Anshirushalayim felt is that netilas lulav can be fulfilled multiple times a day. And every netilah is a new kiyum mitzvah, an extra kiyum mitzvah. An extra kiyum mitzvah. And that's why there'd be a havamina to make another bracha. If it wouldn't be an extra kiyum mitzvah, why should I make another bracha? Sounds like it's a new kiyum mitzvah. That's how the Meiri is learning. That could be how Rashi is learning. I mean, Rashi says it's a mitzvah. He doesn't tell you what kind of mitzvah. But the Meiri certainly is learning that the Anshei Yerushalayim felt that every extra netilah that you do is a kiyum mitzvah. And Mistama, they felt that if I keep the lulav and esrog in my hand, that's also a kiyum mitzvah. Even if I'm not doing nanuin, I'm just holding on to it while I say Kriya Shema, while I'm davening. It's also a kiyum mitzvah, because if it's not, then what's the point? I should put it down. I'll pick it up later, but like, well, I don't have to keep on holding it. They must have felt that every moment that I hold the lulav and esrog, that's a kiyum mitzvah. Who disagrees with that approach? I think, who? Josh? I think Tosus, right. I think Tosus argues with the Meiri. He learns the minig of the Anshei Yerushalayim differently. Which Tosus? What's Josh referring to? Tosus and Daf Lamed Tes. No, come on. All roads lead back to Tosus and Daf Lamed Tes. All roads in this sugi. What does Tosus say again? Right? He wants to make the Birchas HaMitzvah right before the Kiyum Mitzvah of Lulav and Esrog, but he wants it to be over Lasiyasin and not Lachar Asiyasin and not over the over. So he has the four approaches. What's the last approach? Nanuim is part of the mitzvah, so as long as you have Nanuim left over, you can make the bracha on the lulav and esrog even after you've picked them up. What's his raya? So it says, Tosafot, I'll bring you a raya to my yisod from the Anshei Yerushalayim. For old kiddi amina besof pirkin min hogan shal Anshei Yerushalayim adem yotzi mitach beis avi lulav al biyado nichnas beis haknesses lulav al biyado kari kriyashma avi lulav al biyado anfal pisha kol elu advarim eima akvin, says Tosafot. Holding on to the lulav and esrog after the original matila is not ma'akev. They call makom hol v'yesh b'dover mitzvah minamuvchar choshev ka'over la'asiyasa. Since within this there's a mitzvah minamuvchar, says Tosfos, it's like over la'asiyasa. How's Tosfos learning this particular minhag? How is Tosfos learning that every matila is a separate kiyum mitzvah? Every moment is a separate kiyum mitzvah? Probably not, because if that were the case, what would Tosfos have said? Even though it's not ma'akev, since you get a kiyum mitzvah from every moment, then you can make a bracha after what? After the next netilah? Before the next netilah? How's that going to solve the problem? If Tosfos felt that the Anshei Yerushalayim understood that every netilah of the lulav and esrog is a separate mitzvah, so then they haven't solved anything. It's no riot anything. Tosfos wants to figure out how I can make the bracha before I do the mitzvah. But just because I'm going to make the bracha before the next kiyum mitzvah, that doesn't help my previous kiyum mitzvah. That kiyum mitzvah is over. So what's the raya? What's more, what's his lashon? Mitzvah min amuvcha. He doesn't say that it's another kiyum mitzvah. He says mitzvah min amuvcha. It sounds like that you're going to embellish the mitzvah that you've already done by extending the mitzvah. Right? By keeping the lulav and esrog in your hand. From Tosfos, it sounds not like the Meiri, that the Anshei Yerushalayim didn't feel that every extra netilah is another kiyum mitzvah. No, rather it's a hemshech. You're being marich, you're being mamshech, you're continuing the original maisa netilah. And that's why they bring a raya that from the Anshei Yerushalayim you see that there's more to netilas lulav than the original hagbah. So that's why, even if you... Right, you can make the bracha l'chatil. This is a bidyeved situation that you can't make it after you've already we can't make the bracha before you picked up the lulav and esrog. After you picked up the lulav and esrog, you've already been yotze. So what's the solution? The answer is you've been yotze, but there's a mitzvah in amuvcha still coming. There's a hemshah for that mitzvah, so you can make the bracha before the next chelek, and that's called a bracha on the mitzvah that I did, because it's a hemshah of the previous mitzvah. It's a hemshah of the previous mitzvah. The Lazar Moshe Horvitz, in his Hagos on Sukkah, he suggests this approach in the minute of the Anshiv Shalom. He's actually going on a Gemara in Daf Mem Dalet Amud Aleph, in the beginning of the fourth parak. But he makes reference to the Anshiv Shalom. What does the Gemara in Daf Mem Dalet talk about? We know that we take an Arava on Hoshana Rabbah. We take Hoshanas, multiple Aravas, five Badim. That's our minute. They take five. So the Gemara in Daf Mem Dalet is troubled. Why do we find that Arava, we take only one day Zeich LeMikdash, and Lulav, we take 7 days as a Zeich LeMikdash? But the reality is they took an Arava in the Beis HaMikdash for 7 days also, so Maishna Arava from Lulav. That's the kash of the Gemara. Amale Abaye LeRabba, Maishna Lulav Davdin and LeShiva Zeich LeMikdash, Maishna Arava Davdin and LeShiva Zeich LeMikdash. Arava, we have a Hoshana Rabba, we have one day that we take an Arava, but we don't do it all 7 days. Why? But Zeich LeMikdash should tell us that both Arava and Lulav we should take for 7 days. So his first suggestion is, Omar Le Hol Vadim Yotzi De Chavosa Barava Sheba Lulav. You're yotzi with the Arav and the Lulav, so therefore you don't have to take an Arav separately. One day we make a big deal, we take an Arav separately, but the rest of the days you can be yotzi with the Arav Sheba Lulav. So Amalei, Abaye responded to Rabba, come on, how can you be yotzi with the Arav Sheba Lulav? Hahumi Shem Lulav Hudaka Avidle. You're picking up the Aravas and the Hadassim with the Lulav, so that Arav in the Lulav, that's for the Lulav, that's Midin Lulav, not Midin Arav. So how can it be yotzi Arav with the Arav Sheba Lulav? Maybe you pick the lulav up multiple times. Pick it up once to be yotzei the din of lulav, the din of dalet minim, and then pick it up again to be yotzei the din arava of kol yom. So says the Gemara, but v'hamaisim b'chol yom v'lo kol din anachi. But you don't see people doing that. They pick the lulav and esrog up once. You don't pick it up multiple times. So why taka do we do lulav zeich l'migdash kol shiva arava? We only do zeich l'migdash one day. So ultimately, the Gemara comes around and says that lulav this lay ikam in atorah begvulin avdin lay shiva zeich l'migdash. Lulav has an ikam in atorah even begvulin. We take the lulav, we take the alim minim to fulfill a mitzvah deraisa even outside the mikdash one day. Right? Lokatan chem bayom harishon. There's a mitzvah deraisa to take a lulav and esrog even begvulin one day. There's a mitzvah deraisa smachtan l'fei Hashem alkechem shivas yamim to take a lulav and esrog for 7 days in the mikdash. But there's a mitzvah begvulin, a mitzvah deraisa one day. Arava, there is no mitzvah deraisa even one day. So lulav that has an ikim in a Torah even begvulin, we take it zeich l'mikdash kol shiva. We don't have a base of mikdash, we take a lulav and esrog kol shiva zeich l'mikdash. Arava, there is no mitzvah deraisa even yom echa begvulin. So we do it only one day zeich l'mikdash. That's the maskan of the Gemara. Dr. Belozer Moshe Horvitz, what's this Gemara saying? Maisim b'chol yom nika, the lo ka magbalei v'hoda magbalei. We don't pick up the lulav multiple times. What do you mean we don't pick it up multiple times? The Anshi Yerushalayim picked it up multiple times. Maybe that's what we should be doing too? Didn't the Anshi Yerushalayim pick it up multiple times? What does the Gemara say? Zimnin, maisim b'chol yom lo ka ovid hachi. We don't pick it up multiple times. But didn't the Anshi Yerushalayim pick it up multiple times? So he says, no, that's totally different. The Anshi Yerushalayim didn't pick it up multiple times. They were mamshech, the original netila. They continued, they extended the original netila. They didn't hold that you can have multiple netilas and multiple kiyumim. Minag Anshi Yerushalayim le'el, sof daf memalav, eino rak laharech bo'os netila rishona, zakter b'lazer Moshe Horvitz. It was to be mamshech, the original netila, not to pick it up multiple times. That's not like the Meiri. He felt the Anshi Yerushalayim were being mamshech, the original netila, the hemshech. It's all a part of the original netila, like Tosus and Naflam Tesa, mitzvah and amuvchar. That's what the Anshi Yerushalayim were doing. Not that it's separate mitzvahs. According to him, it's a davar pasha. They wouldn't make another bracha. Why would they make another bracha? It's a hemshech of the original netila. So if it's a hemshech of the original ma'aseh netila, then mechar it's a davar pasha that the Anshi Yerushalayim would not make a bracha when they continue to hold the lulav and esrog as the day continued. As the day went on. So two approaches in what the Anshi Yerushalayim were doing. Did they hold that they were multiple? Every time you picked up the lulav and esrog, you have a new kiyum mitzvah? And even when you continue to hold it, every moment there's a new kiyum mitzvah? Or no, it's a hemshech of the original kiyum mitzvah that you had when you originally picked it up. Yes.
So according to that side of Tosfos, why would once it's put down,
Baldik, Michael. Excellent kash. It's lachora. The raya for the Meiri is what the Anshei Yerushalayim themselves did. They had to put the lulav and asked down for Kriyas HaTorah Nesiyas Kapayim, and yet they picked it up to go be Menachem Aveilim and Mevakar Cholim. What's the purpose of that? So according to the Meiri, it's gevaldik, because the Anshei Yerushalayim felt that every time you pick up a lulav and asked, it's a new Kiyam Mitzvah. So according to him, it's great, because they would continue to pick it up. But if you hold like Rebbe Elazar Moshe Horovitz, so what would they pick it up again? It's over. It's a good kasha. I thought the answer might be that the Anshei Yerushalayim felt that if the reason why they're putting it down is because they have to put it down. They have to put it down because they can't hold the lulav and esrog when they're doing Messias Kapayim. They can't hold it when they're doing Kriyas HaTorah. If the reason why they put it down is because they have to put it down, that's not a hefsek. It's not a hefsek. They really have in mind to be mamshech, the original Mais Sinatil. But they, for some reason, some halachic reason, they have to put it down. So if they have to put it down, that's not called a hefsek. So when they pick it up again afterwards, it's still a hemshech of the original Netilah. That's what I think you have to say according to this second approach. Okay? But according to Rebbe Elazar Moshe Horovitz, it comes out that not only could Nanuim be a hemshech of the Mitzvah of Netilas Lulav, and perhaps as we saw, even Hoshanas could be a hemshech of the Mitzvah of Netilas Lulav, there might be an inyan to be mamshech it even further. The more you hold a Lulav and Esrog during the day, that also might be a Kiyam Mitzvah. Of course, we don't do that bisman hazeh, but that's what the Anshei Yerushalayim had in mind, that they thought that the more they held a lulav and esrog, that would be a further kiyum of the mitzvah of netilas lulav.